McGraw-Hill Ascent Audio presents The Phoenix Encounter Method, Lead Like Your Business is on Fire, by Ian C. Woodward, V. Patty Padmanabhan, Samir Hija, and Ram Charan. Narrated by Walter Dixon. The Phoenix Philosophy. All businesses, sooner or later, face the need to reconstruct their future. Businesses must innovate, or they will die. They will need to destroy part or all of the incumbent business model in order to build their breakthrough, future-ready organization. This book takes you through a new method of leadership thinking, the Phoenix Encounter, relevant to all organizations in today's high-velocity digital era of firestorm disruptive change, dramatically accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Phoenix Encounter method empowers leaders and instills the confident Phoenix attitude required to imagine burning their business to the ground and then resurrecting it from the ashes. This method forces leaders to create a much wider set of radical options for innovation and business model transformation through unconstrained strategic debate. It is a confronting battlefield of completely opposite perspectives to challenge the leader's status quo, confirmation seeking, and legacy blinkers. Leaders can then revolutionize their organization with a future-facing blueprint to lead it to new heights. The book contains the know-how and real examples for leaders to start their journey of dramatic change. Our method was developed and tested with more than 1,500 executives in INSEAD's Advanced Management Program and other senior leadership programs since 2016. It works. Introduction. Are you on fire?
Your bird. I couldn't do anything. He just caught fire.
J.K. Rowling, in Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, as Harry describes encountering Professor Dumbledore's phoenix called Fox. If you're smelling smoke, there's a good reason. The business landscape is going up in flames around leaders everywhere. Forces of disturbance and change that sparked small fires in the 20th century have turned into 21st century wildfires, further inflamed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Unstoppable trends appear unexpectedly, and unpleasant surprises materialize out of nowhere. These are things that keep business leaders awake at night. Leaders of legacy firms feel especially uneasy. Already working hard to keep their businesses running against increased competition, they now also have to figure out how to deal with new technologies, social media, platform-based business models, emerging markets, upstart entrants, demographic shifts, and new world orders, a veritable firestorm of changes. It's exhausting, and it's terrifying. What should they do? Where should they turn? There are dozens of books that warn leaders about disruptive change like this, and dozens more that tell them what they should do about it. The Phoenix Encounter Method is a different kind of book and method. Yes, it surveys the many dangers and opportunities that are burning on the horizon, but it also does something more. It lays out a new, specific, step-by-step method that helps leaders throw themselves into firestorm change and turn it to their organization's advantage. The method cultivates a new leadership thinking, a new attitude, and a new kind of strategic debate that seeks out fire and embraces it. The method helps leaders develop their own bespoke script for renewal and transformation. In the post-COVID-19 environment, this is an absolute imperative. The method is challenging. It involves radical ideation, dramatic wargaming, confrontation, and provocation. It unfolds in a series of what we call completely opposite viewpoints debates, structured exercises that require leaders to consider many radically different ideas before settling on a strategic agenda for their organization and its business model. This book is about how to have that debate and fundamentally switch leadership attitude, mindsets, and thinking. The ideas unleashed by the Encounter Method come from perspectives totally different from an organization's customary way of thinking. It is a very distinctive form of strategic encounter. These ideas may sometimes seem wild and crazy. At its soul, the method compels leaders to imagine fully destroying their current organization themselves with unconstrained firepower. It then takes them through the steps needed to generate a wider range of options to defend the organization, fortify the core business, and build the bespoke solutions for their business model with initiatives they need for renewal. The Phoenix Encounter, a very different approach. What makes the Phoenix Encounter method a very different approach to leadership thinking? A dramatic battlefield of strategic thinking exercises unfolding as a burning down to rebirth process. Groundwork, battlefield, breakthrough, to build a sense of urgency. A deliberately structured and sequenced method to aid leaders to orchestrate strategic debate to identify a wider set of options for renewal and transformation, using completely opposite viewpoints and diverse perspectives at every point: ideation, analysis, decision, and execution. A process supported by specific tools and leadership habits, such as proactive scanning and radical ideation, to personalize ideas to their unique business context, increasing relevance and replicability. A method that forces leaders and teams to switch attitude and mindsets and make stakeholder views, especially those of customers, central to strategic dialogue. It deliberately emphasizes qualitative, non-blinkered thinking first, which is then subject to quantitative and other analysis to help leaders break from biased thinking and the status quo. The work of the Phoenix Encounter Extreme Attack, Horizon Defense, and Future-Facing Blueprint that moves well beyond traditional wargaming and scenario planning, taking optionality to the extreme. These options include disruptive and non-disruptive innovation to create value benefiting stakeholders while fortifying the core business in tandem. A strategic leadership thinking method that leaders and their teams can run and own themselves. Our method requires the leader to adopt a new way of seeing, thinking, and acting. It cultivates a bold and far-sighted talent that we call the Phoenix Attitude, a set of mindsets, habits, and behaviors that equips a leader to grasp firestorm disruption as a path to organizational renewal. At the heart of the method is a sense of urgency and willingness to walk through fire. That's why we call it the Phoenix Encounter Method. The Phoenix Encounter uses specific exercises and language in very confronting ways in the method and throughout this book. Our method intentionally uses some aggressive military-like terms. This is done deliberately to bring urgency to the forefront of the opposites debate with the do-or-die nature of firestorm disruption. It is by no means a suggestion that aggressive leadership or tactics are the appropriate way for leadership engagement between people in a diverse and pro-collaborative modern world. Far from it. In fact, we believe that emotionally intelligent leadership is critical. It is the only way that a leader will be able to engage people inclusively in the kind of strategic debate we advocate. You might react adversely to these depictions at first. If you do, please realize that this is a purposefully radical provocation to incite leaders to think and reflect differently, and then take them forward in a measured and considered way toward decisions that encompass a wider set of strategic options. Our method might also feel too alpha at first, but the method is built on leveraging and involving as much diversity as possible. In fact, the people who have the most difficulty with the encounter exercises are the supremely confident alphas who dismiss outside views out of hand. Since 2016, we have conducted Phoenix Encounters with more than 1,500 senior executives, including the leaders of legacy companies, new entrants, entrepreneurial startups, family businesses, and nonprofit or government organizations. These leaders come from a broad range of industries and sectors in both developed and developing economies, everything from mining and manufacturing to fashion and finance. This is a very diverse group of women and men, and yet almost every one of them has left our programs with renewed confidence, new skills, and a specific, actionable plan to take their organizations forward. We are grateful to our program participants for their courage and feedback. Through them, we have come to believe that the ability to engage in the kind of strategic opposites debate we have developed for the Phoenix Encounter is now a mandatory skill for every 21st century leader. Note: in the author's programs and consulting work from 2016 to 2019, the method was called the Strategic Encounter. The Phoenix Encounter method is entirely built from this. We have changed the titles of various elements to better reflect the trial-by-fire underpinnings of the research work that our method demonstrates. Becoming a Phoenix. In the 20th century, many successful organizations and their leaders were a lot like crows. Crows are very smart birds. They are observant and can both learn and play tricks. They can be fearless and will attack larger birds without hesitation. A flock of crows is called a murder. Both predators and scavengers, crows eat anything that will keep them alive, and they thrive in a variety of environments, from seacoasts to desert canyons. Highly resourceful, they are often overconfident. In some places, they still dominate, but not everywhere. Consider the alala species of crow native to the Hawaiian Islands. Unlike their cousin crows, these Hawaiian crows were unable to adapt to dramatic changes in the world around them, including new predators, diseases, deforestation, and competition for food. Their environment changed, but they didn't, and the bird is now critically endangered. These days, many 21st century businesses look a lot like the alalas. Caught in a landscape of accelerating disruption, these organizations are very vulnerable. Their environments and habitats are changing fast, and they are unable to think clearly amidst the chaos and noise. In history, the dodo is perhaps the most famous example of symbolic extinction. It took less than a century to disappear. For this book, we have our eye on a different kind of symbolic bird, the phoenix. The phoenix is a mythical, brightly colored, and long-lived creature that can regenerate itself, withstanding the flames of fire to rise from the ashes of its former self. For millennia, the phoenix has been a symbol of rebirth and new life. Ancient Egyptians saw it as the companion of the sun god. Medieval monks saw it as a symbol of Christ's resurrection. In our mind, the phoenix is the kind of bird that leaders must become to survive the firestorm of disruption that marks our current century. What kind of bird are you? Consider the story of a CEO we'll call James Menta. Note: in deference to our encounter participants' need for absolute commercial confidentiality, we have anonymized all examples in this book that arise directly from our work with global leaders in Phoenix Encounter exercises. In November 2016, James assured a colleague that his American fresh food supply company was totally safe from harm. "We're the market leader, and we have our logistics and supplies under full control," he boasted. "No one can replicate that." A short time later, James took part in one of our Phoenix Encounter exercises, where his company was subjected to a series of simulated attacks. The first attack exploited new technologies and introduced new regulatory frameworks that put James's company at a disadvantage. The second attack went after his key talent. In the third attack, the challengers built a digital platform that connected all James's suppliers and new ones to a larger ecosystem that better managed risk, created partnerships with technology providers with lower costs, and moved into neighboring markets. It was all a game, but James lost it decisively. When the attack phase of the exercise was over, James was crestfallen. "We should be selling ostriches," he said as he surveyed the wreckage. "We have had our heads in the sand. Our current thinking is totally wrong. We need to look upward and rethink everything we do." We hear stories like James's all too often. That's why we wrote this book. Throughout the book, we use vibrant examples to show how the Phoenix Encounter method helps leaders work toward transformational change. Many of these stories have never been told before. Most were shared with us by leaders who are convinced that their companies are where they are today because they took the initiative to conduct a Phoenix Encounter or otherwise applied much of the method. The experience has changed the way they lead and moved their organizations and business models forward, often against great odds. How do they do it? They do it by changing their attitude and tackling firestorm disruption head-on in their business environment. They do it by engaging in extreme, wargame-like, completely opposite viewpoints debates. They do it by learning new leadership habits and formulating new blueprints for their organizations. They do it by walking straight into the fire and then returning to their organizations to carry out their plans and conduct Phoenix encounters of their own. In this way, they kindle a shared vision of renewal within the organization, along with the skills to achieve it, again and again. They come into the encounter as crows, and they go out as phoenixes. The sheer importance of actually experiencing an encounter yourself and working your way through the book's entire content was reinforced for us by a debriefing comment in 2019 from Daniela Silosa, the CFO of an Italian energy company. When I heard the lectures and read the setup materials for the encounter exercises, I was intellectually curious but a little skeptical on where this would lead. After the radical debate was over, I could not believe just how massively transformative this was to my strategic thinking approach. It was the ultimate aha moment. Hearing and reading are not enough. You have to live through the frustration and discomfort of an encounter to really believe, and then reap all its rewards. Who we are, and how the book works. The ideas for the Phoenix Encounter Method were developed by us, three professors at INSEAD, the Business School for the World, in collaboration with Ram Charan, the best-selling author of more than 24 business books for use in INSEAD's flagship Advanced Management Program and other strategic development programs and consulting work. Our research includes field trials with more than 1,500 executive leaders and the compilation and analysis of a database of more than 5,000 articles, studies, reports, and books, both academic and business practice. During the extraordinary situation of the COVID-19 health and economic crisis of 2020, we continued our research and practice work using the encounter method, albeit virtually, with social distancing regimes in place. We found a heightened sense of urgency in the leadership teams and boards we worked with to use the encounter method and tools to reimagine their post-crisis future and contemplate a much wider set of strategic options, including pilot exercises during the crisis period and projects in the post-lockdown phase. As authors, we bring a broad range of expertise to the table. Our training and academic research cover fields from marketing to economics, leadership development to technology, strategy to management, business models to operations, leadership communication to organizational behavior. We have experience in the classroom, the boardroom, the executive suite, and government, as well as across diverse economies and industries. We are a multidisciplinary team whose common link is intellectual curiosity. We also have a strong friendship supported by mutual respect and a shared admiration for cricket, so we refer to each other by our first names in this book: Ian, Paddy, Samir, and Ram. As we have written this book, we've been guided by an overarching vision. While rigorously grounded in academic research, the method and book should be relevant, practical, and actionable. Leaders in any sector of any industry should be able to use it. It should offer a process for finding their own relevant solutions rather than dictating the solutions. In short, the book should empower leaders and their organizations to rejuvenate their own futures and create their own solutions based on their own unique circumstances, deep knowledge, and experience. Therefore, all the encounter templates, case studies, and updated scans are online at phoenixencountermethod.com, where anyone can use and share them. In this way, we hope to create an exchange platform for leaders to share their experiences and learning in working with the Phoenix Encounter Method. Our brief is that this will encourage a crowdsourced force multiplier effect that can carry leaders and organizations further forward than they might be able to go on their own. The book is divided into three parts, each aligned with a distinct phase of the Phoenix Encounter Method. Part 1. Phoenix Seeking. Encounter Groundwork discusses the why of firestorm disruption and the what and how of the Phoenix Encounter Method in detail, outlines the who of the Phoenix attitude for leadership, and teaches essential tools and habits for completely opposite viewpoints debates. Part 2. Phoenix Burning. Encounter Battlefield explores and scans the radical ideas and disruptive trends that can be used as firepower in the Phoenix Encounter to attack and defend incumbent or startup organizations or industries. Part 3, Phoenix Rising, Encounter Breakthrough, shows leaders how to create future-facing blueprints for their business models and innovation initiatives and embed the Phoenix attitude and breakthrough in their organizations. Most chapters begin with whiteboard notes as a visual overview and finish with a checklist with summary thoughts and questions for reflection. At the end of the book, we've included extensive notes, broken down by chapter, to help readers explore ideas, sources, references, and additional information on matters we raise. Finally, a separate facilitation guide for the Phoenix Encounter Method will be available to give a step-by-step practical guidance to leaders and facilitators on how to run Phoenix Encounter exercises in any organizational setting. Accessing Phoenix Encounter Method online resources. Readers have access to our online Phoenix Encounter Method resources at phoenixencountermethod.com. There are open resources and information for anyone at this site, and readers can register for additional content like newsletters. A facilitation guide for the Phoenix Encounter Method is also going to be available as a companion to this main book. We foresee a day when big dreams and radical new ideas come naturally to every leader and organization. And yet, we see scores of leaders each year still stuck with their heads in the sand, trapped in a kind of backward-looking, inside-out thinking that leads to complacency, or worse, helplessness. We believe these organizations can survive and prosper if their leaders step into a Phoenix attitude and regularly engage in searing encounters that wrestle with big ideas and options for firestorm change. To become a Phoenix, leaders must undergo a trial by fire. We invite you to take your first step into your Phoenix-like future. Part 1. Phoenix Seeking. Encounter Groundwork. Chapter 1. Phoenix or Dodo? Sometimes you have to burn yourself to the ground before you can rise like a phoenix from the ashes. Jens Lekman, Swedish musician and songwriter. In 2018, Sandra Johnstone was back in town after 20 years for her business school alumni reunion. She had recently accepted an offer from a private wealth management bank to become its CEO, which would require her to move to Europe from Canada, where she had lived and worked for a decade. As the night moved along, Sandra was gripped with nostalgia and delighted to re-engage with fellow MBAs and old friends. At the end of the dinner, she found herself in deep conversation with her former classmate Michael, now the CEO of his family's consumer electronics manufacturing business. Michael's company made essential components for one of the giants in the gaming console business. They were the exclusive suppliers of these components, and for years had enjoyed a steady and highly profitable flow of revenues. But things were changing, fast, and much too unpredictably for Michael. "I came to this reunion weekend to get away from all the work pressure," Michael confided. "I certainly didn't come to talk business, but I guess there may be a lesson to be learned from my story. I've been so clueless about the world outside my immediate reality. I had no idea that technologies like cloud computing and 5G would so quickly become a major threat to the gaming console business. I always thought gamers were diehard fans of quality. I thought they'd be slow to adopt technologies with potential downsides such as slowness due to streaming, but I was so wrong. The technology is moving faster than I even imagined, and these new generation gamers are so willing to experiment. The technology giants are investing billions to create the Netflix of gaming. Soon, people like me are going to be dinosaurs in this industry. I just didn't see it coming." Sandra listened to Michael's story with a mixture of uneasiness and excitement. She was soon to take the helm of another successful legacy firm, and she wondered whether she was ready. Private wealth management banks have historically relied on relationship managers to serve their wealthy clients. But perhaps the new-age customer would be perfectly comfortable to have a well-programmed robot give them investment advice. Perhaps more comfortable. During her return to Montreal, Sandra turned introspective. Will we soon become a dinosaur in the private banking world? She wondered. Am I up to the challenge? First thing on Monday morning, Sandra wrote an email to one of her former professors who had shifted his research from applied game theory to technology and business model disruption. To her surprise, she heard back from him in a matter of hours. Sandra, your timing couldn't be better. I just finished the first draft of a book co-authored with my colleagues that precisely talks about how leaders can corral the forces of disruption and give their organization a future. I am sending you the draft. Please do not share yet. In fact, the book developed from the existential questions you are wrestling with. I think it has the method and tools that will help you find your answers. Of course, in return, please provide feedback on our thinking. The book is a result of our field research and teaching over the last few years, and we want to make sure it delivers value to leaders like yourself. This was Sandra's first exposure to the Phoenix Encounter method and thinking. And since then, she has taken a monumental business and personal transformational journey using it. Firestorm is the vista. There is a fire out there, and it's coming at you, ready or not. It is a wildfire, white-hot and unpredictable firestorm disruption sparked by the emergence of new technologies, new markets, new actors, and new business models. It is driven by the winds of innovation, and it can burn down organizations, big and small. And it is not only new actors. There are incumbents changing the rules of the game as well. Many firestorm trends in technology and business models, evident by the end of 2019, became turbocharged in the COVID-19 world. Maybe your organization will survive this firestorm, and we hope it does. But we do know that if your organization is to survive in the long term, you need to start thinking like a Phoenix leader. You need to embody the Phoenix instinct for renewal in every leadership decision you make. You need to constantly scan the horizon. You need to think in the future, not the past. You need to become willing to periodically set fire to your own organization so it can rise again. The Phoenix Encounter method we describe in this book is built on a simple yet massively transformative idea. Get leaders to think extremely seriously about how they would marshal the unconstrained forces of firestorm disruption to destroy their current organization. Then, generate a wider set of options to rebuild their future-ready organization and its business model. To do that, the method encounters leaders to engage in a series of completely opposite viewpoints debates, strategic conversations that require participants to look in every possible direction and give every opposing and radical idea due consideration. The method intentionally creates a roaring firestorm and then constructs a response. Our method arises from the realization that business today can be a do-or-die proposition. Our research and fieldwork have persuaded us that only after you have launched a devastating attack on your own organization can you really understand how to defend it, fortify the core business, and generate that wider set of strategic initiatives that will propel the organization forward to a Phoenix breakthrough. Though the experience is very challenging, leaders with the Phoenix attitude will discover that you are absolutely your own best enemy. This is a virtuous cycle of renewal and transformation, an insurance policy against complacency and hubris. Unfortunately, leaders without the Phoenix attitude become their own worst enemy, leading to a vicious cycle of stagnation, wholesale disruption, and where the firestorm is, devastation. What the firestorm looks like. In this book, we discuss dozens of examples in which disruptive firestorms have transformed or destroyed an established business. Some of those cases and leaders are well known. Others will be new to most readers. We'll start with three noteworthy examples involving both disruptors and their victims. First, look at Sears, the once retail giant that filed for bankruptcy in 2018 and has shrunk even further during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the mid-1980s, Sears was the largest retailer in America. Today, the company is in the intensive care unit. The story of Sears' decline is a cautionary tale of what can happen when a business responds to warnings that the ship is sinking by simply rearranging the deck chairs. Instead of fending off the advance of big-box retailers and embracing online retailing, Sears clung to its outmoded local mall model, which is ironic, considering Sears' signature mail.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?